Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Get 3 pieces of original recipe chicken, fries and your choice of side for just $4.49 at KFC. That's a serious size meal for a seriously small price. The original recipe deal for just $4.49. Do the deal until the 28th of April only at KFC.
Participating restaurants only. T's and C's apply.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the very first annual Pop Off Awards.
Woo!
I'm very excited for this episode. I think this is the most excited I've ever been for an episode.
I know, I can see the joy in your face, but it's also because it's your fucking bag.
And I love, like, competitions. I love, like, competitiveness.
Yeah.
So this was fun. If you do not know, maybe you don't follow either me or Isla or the Pop Off account on social media, or maybe we are not on your algorithm, but this is going to be an award show where you, our lovely listeners, are going to be able to pick all your favorite pop culture moments throughout the year. We put up a poll. We've had lots of votes in. The votes have been verified and counted individually. And you guys have voted in all these different categories about what was your favorite pop culture moment in each category. And if you want to be involved in more of these things in the future, make sure you follow us on Instagram and TikTok. Mainly Instagram will be where we're posting it, of course. Mm-hmm. Or just follow one of us individually. Because
follow us. Please.
Yeah, not maybe. Follow all three, actually. Yeah. Like, it's only three. Like, say you're on following 762, you're only going to 765. That's not that deep. but yeah, if you guys like this format, then maybe we'll do more like this. But this is obviously the end of year awards. So we're going to be talking about all the wildest, weirdest, chicest moments of the year.
And our first category is weirdest celebrity couple. The nominees are Kylie Jenner and Timothée Chalamet, Avril Lavigne and Tyga, Matty Healy and Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande and Ethan Slater. And bracket SpongeBob.
Yes, if you don't know, Ariana Grande obviously was with her partner Dalton Gomez, married, and she ended up divorcing him to get with the guy who plays SpongeBob. And that is why she's nominated for weirdest fucking celebrity couple. But the winner is... it's Kylie Jenner and Timothée Chalamet. That is my weirdest couple, because if we break it down, obviously on paper, Avril Lavigne and Tyga's the weirdest match, mm-hmm. but I don't give a fuck about Avril Lavigne, so it's not that weird to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Matty Healy and Taylor Swift, they look visually weird, but at the end of the day, they are both singers. Mm-hmm. They have stuff in common, as is Ariana and Ethan. Whereas what the fuck is Kylie Jenner and Timothée Chalamet, especially with Kylie Jenner's dating history? That's, yeah.
It's so weird with her being with a white man.
Yeah.
That looks like her, by the way.
Yeah.
It's not like a blonde, you know, or like mousy brown. Like, it's a dark haired, chiseled faced. It's like what she's got her injections to look like, sort of thing.
But like they look aesthetically weird. Their careers don't path over. Their friendship circles don't path over. I can't imagine what they have anything to talk about, considering, like, as far as I'm aware, they have nothing in common.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still not sold on if it's a PR stunt or not.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if everyone remembers, but they weren't pictured together for so long. Like, we just kept getting told by, like, news outlets that they were a couple, but we would never see them. And then they did, like, a 2-month stint just before the Wonka film came out. But actually, I did see an interview of the little girl who's in the Wonka film. She was at the red carpet premiere and they were like, have you met like any celebrities that you fangirled over? And she was like, yeah, when I met Kylie Jenner, I freaked out. So maybe she is really with Timothy.
Oh yeah. No, they are definitely together. I mean,
do you not think it's a PR stunt?
It could be anything. Like, the whole, even her having real life children with Travis Scott could be a PR stunt. But I did see a little clip of like Timothée Chalamet like playing Willy Wonka and someone was like...
Kylie got help, you not got the air.
Yeah. Okie dokie. Right. Next category is biggest scandal. Nominees are Scandal, Vanderpump Rules, Kim Kardashian and Kourtney Kardashian feud, Doja Cat says she doesn't love her fans and loses 200,000 Instagram followers.
Correction, actually, I wrote this wrong. It was 500,000.
Oh, shit. I wasn't one of them. Scooter Braun loses all his clients.
And the winner is... Doja Cat saying that she doesn't love her followers. Fact. I was quite shocked about that.
I feel like that's like the main one that people would know, though.
But like Kim and Courtney, that was, I got married in Italy. Like, that was a big viral moment to me. I really expected Kim and Courtney to win.
Nah, I had a feeling Doja Cat because...
To be fair, what she said was crazy.
Yeah. She's a winner.
And also, I didn't even mention, but she also had that problematic boyfriend, Jay Cyrus.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't a good month for her in like around July and August. It was a tough time for Isla to be a Doja Cat star.
I know. To be fair, have you seen all her new like TikToks that she's just been like, because she did it.
I have been laughing at those. When she did the Agora Hills, and she was like, she went on God and got us. That was funny. My personal biggest scandal was Scandoval, but I also understand how like it was very easy to just ignore that if you weren't in the world of Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I wasn't actually in the world of Vanderpump Rules, but I was like, everyone's talking about this too much that I need to start watching it. But I can also understand how people were just like, shut the fuck up. Mm-hmm. Whereas Doja Cat was like, everyone knows Doja Cat.
Yeah, everyone kind of knew about it. Next category is cringiest moment. We have Prince Harry's memoir and his frostbitten todger. Cole Sprouse smoking a cigarette on Call Her Daddy. Naomi Campbell ex Pretty Little Thing. Ariana DeBose's BAFTA performance. Angela Bassett did the thing.
And the winner is 0.5% separated this. But the winner is Prince Harry's memoir, Spare. Yeah.
I've actually guessed every single one so far.
I did not. I obviously remembered it was bad, but I went back and rewatched like the clip of it, and it's like weirder than I remembered.
Yeah, but it's not only that; it's also the Elizabeth Arden thing.
Well, yeah, no, because he goes. My penis was frostbitten, and she said to use the Elizabeth Arden cream. And then he'd go, what? My mother uses that. And then he said, I opened it, and the smell immediately transported me back. I can't put this on my todger. And I was like, okay, this is not necessary.
Yeah. No, sorry. When I thought about the frostbitten todger, I was thinking more when it came out who he lost his virginity to.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about all that as well.
So, okay, right. Yeah, so there was that as well.
Do you remember? And that woman did a PR stunt, like not PR stunt, a PR tour after.
She was on every
fucking morning news
show. I love
that
for her.
But yeah, it was separated 0.5% to Cole Sprouse smoking a cigarette and Call Her Daddy.
He
lit up mid-podcast interview a cigarette.
What, inside?
Yeah, and just started smoking it because he probably thought he looked sick as fuck. Because I don't care how many cigarettes you smoke a day, there's no need to do that.
Never.
That is genuinely because you think you look cool.
Yeah, and you definitely, like, people that actually have like a bit of an addiction, like they're like, no, I really need to go out.
They would be like, oh, would you mind if we could pause this for a second?
Because
like,
they know how disgusting it is.
He did something like, when he was like, do you mind if I light up in here? And
ew.
Just like started lighting up and then like, carry on. I like smoking. Fucking freak. My personal one, I'm sorry, was Naomi Campbell
yeah,
a
Pretty
Little
Pretty
Thing?
Little thing
Hello.
That, yeah.
That was the cringiest shit ever. And the way that she's still like, I expected Naomi to pretend like she had no idea about it, but she was like on PR interviews backing it. Mm-hmm. That's when I was really like, this is cringe. And obviously, I personally didn't think Angela Bassett did the thing was cringe. I thought it was iconic.
Cringiest celebrity performance. Our nominees are The Weeknd for The Idol. Scott from Love Island, Bobby Alfoff, The Really Good Podcast, Selena Gomez for being Selena Gomez.
The winner is The Weeknd.
Really? Over yes. Scott from Love Island?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I did not guess that.
Scott and Selena Gomez were just behind tied, and then Bobby was miles away.
Fair enough.
To be fair.
Bobby was miles away.
Yeah. I guess necessarily like... I think she's a bit more of like face recognized by than name recognized.
Mm.
Maybe there was a picture of her.
Oh yeah, true.
But I would probably say the cringiest was Selena Gomez.
I would say the cringiest would be Scott.
It is jobless behavior to appear on Love Island 3 times in 6 months on 3 different franchises.
But also Bobby as well.
That was also very cringe to
steal. Oh shit, they're all kind of tired.
I know.
Yeah.
All 4 of these people were extremely
in their
cringe.
Own like category.
But I understand The Weeknd because it was tough to look at him the same after The Idol.
Mm.
I still don't really look at him the same. Actually, no. When I went to go watch him on tour, I was like, okay, no, I like him again.
Yeah. Our next category is best TV moment. Our nominees are David Beckham roasts Victoria Beckham for saying she's middle class. Molly Marsh unexpectedly dumped from Love Island. Top Boys Sally, don't beg, that's disgusting. Northwest roasting the Met Gala look on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
And the winner is David Beckham for roasting Victoria Beckham for being middle class.
Very fair.
Very close between them and Molly Marsh. Mm. But that was a very iconic moment.
And I can imagine last was Top Boy.
Yeah, but not by, like, it was very close between that and Northwest.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know if many people have seen the Northwest thing, because I've mentioned it to a few people and they've gone, oh.
Really? I guess I only saw it on, I'm like very much on Northwest TikTok. And yeah. I'm also, yeah.
A big Northwest fan, so obviously you're up to date with what Northwest. She's doing.
Yeah, I am Northwest, one of Northwest's biggest fans. She is going to be, like, and I do not mean this in, a creepy way where I'm her fan, but, like, she is going to be, a superstar.
What do you think she's actually going, like, what do you think Kim's plan is for her?
I don't think Kim there's has a plan.
I know Kim has a plan.
Kim probably has a plan, but I don't think that Northwest being Northwest will follow it. I think that she's going to be, as a rich kid, has the means to, like, do any and everything she wants at the highest fucking degree and level, you know? Whether that be her being a fucking lawyer, judge, or mayor, or the fucking next president. Like, something is going to happen where she's just going to be big.
Well, she said that she wants to be like the new Joan Rivers and like roast people's fashion.
Really?
Yeah, and she said that on that Kardashian episode, I'm pretty sure. Or maybe Kim said that North thinks she is.
Right.
North probably doesn't know Joan Rivers.
Who's Joan Rivers?
She used to host Fashion Police, which was the show like that she would basically just say that people's outfits were ugly on TV.
Oh,
and then it kind of got to the stage where it was like, this isn't appropriate to say anymore.
That's so funny.
But she's queen. She's iconic.
Isn't that the woman that died? And it was like a really like weird conspiracy thing. It is.
Oh, I don't know about the conspiracy.
Yeah, she died a few years ago. And that there was a weird conspiracy thing about her dying.
Oh, I didn't know there was a conspiracy. Yeah. But next category is
best hit song. Our nominees are Flowers by Miley Cyrus, Boys Are Liar Part 2, Pink Panthers, Ice Spice, Miracle, Calvin Harris, Ellie Goulding, Kill Bill, SZA, Sprinter, Dave and Central C, Calm Down, Rema, feat. Selena Gomez, Doja Cat, Paint the Town Red, Olivia Rodrigo, Vampire, Billie Eilish, What Was I Made For, Greedy, Tate McRae.
Your prediction?
My prediction is Kill Bill, SZA.
Yep, you are right. The winner is Kill Bill, SZA. Very close behind was Boys Are Liar.
Makes sense.
But my pick was Boys Are Liar.
Really?
I think it was a fantastic song.
It was a fantastic
song.
And
it was really, really great. What I loved was seeing two like Gen Z artists get their big break together, like two female Gen Z artists. Like, and it's so annoying that it didn't quite go number one for them, because it would have been really fun, I think, for Ice Spice and Pink Panthers to get their first number ones together on a song that they broke them out of like the sort of like Gen Z niche to like mainstream. It was one of my favorite moments of the year. My least favorite on that list was fucking Flowers by Miley Cyrus. I hate that song.
Fair enough. You know what I'm gonna do?
What?
Can you sing it, please?
I can buy myself flowers.
Yeah, that's it.
That's enough.
Thank you.
But yeah.
What Was I Made For kind of pisses me off as well sometimes.
Yeah, it was just too many plays of it. And if I'm being honest, I'm sick of seeing anything about the Barbie movie. Enough. But it was a fantastic, fun little trend.
Still haven't even watched it.
Me neither. I really enjoyed the marketing. We had some fun with it, but we can leave it now.
Yeah, let's move on with our life.
Like, it was done to death.
For real. Right, next category is best fashion moment. We have Doja Cat in 30,000 crystals for Schiaparelli, Margot Robbie's UK Barbie premiere look, Beyonce's custom Louis Vuitton look, Jared Leto as Karl Lagerfeld's cat at the Met Gala, Rihanna's Super Bowl halftime show look, Sophia Richie's wedding dress. My prediction.
One vote separates first and second place.
Really? I'm going to say Doja Cat.
And who do
or
you?
Rihanna.
It was Beyonce's Loewe look.
Really? Do you know what? I was going to say Beyonce only because of the amount of people that love Beyonce and probably went. But then I looked at it and thought, nah, like it's not actually anything like.
Second was Margot Robbie's UK Barbie premiere.
What?
Look. It did not. It was like almost bad. I'm offended that
yeah, it's so
Third was Sophia Richie's wedding dress. Fourth, Rihanna's Super Bowl look. Fifth, Doja Cat's Schiaparelli look. And sixth was Jared Leto as Karl Lagerfeld's cat.
This is my favourite category, to be fair.
Yeah, this is like, this is the most fun to me because it's like personal taste and like, but I don't understand I don't know, maybe it's just because people love Barbie so much, people were voting for Margot Robbie.
Really?
No, I don't think the look was
I am
cute.
So surprised people actually voted for that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. One vote separated them.
That's insane.
I fucking loved, Beyonce's whole Renaissance tour was a top tier fashion moment.
Yeah,
like the Thierry Mugler inspired B costume, the Balmain dresses. Like she, I never really looked at Beyonce as a fashion girl until the Renaissance tour. I think
That's the only time I've actually admired. Yeah. And like my friend, my Beehive friend, has been able to send me stuff, and I'm like, yeah, I know she's eating here.
Yeah,
because usually, like for me, Beyonce never eats.
I think she always looks elegant and classy, but she never wants to.
I don't think she always does though. I honestly think she looks quite a lot of the time she looks trashy.
Oh, I disagree with that. I think she always looks, it's never anything groundbreaking. I mean, obviously, okay, before people come, I know she said like a 25-year span of career, there will be some unique anomalies in there. As a blanket statement on her fashion sense and style team, I don't think it's anything groundbreaking, but I never think she looks a mess.
No, I often think she looks a mess.
I can't believe that.
Come on, like, she wears like these metallic things.
Yeah,
like,
is that
things.
Grammy's dress from earlier this year? The Grammy's at the start of the year was a mess.
There's so many times where I'm just like, what the fuck, babe? I'm like, it looks cheap and you're Beyonce. Like, come on.
Whereas Rihanna on the count, like, I think if Beyonce was to pull off, or if Beyonce was to wear what Rihanna wore to the Super Bowl, it would have been a much bigger moment.
Mm.
But because Rihanna's already such a style icon, like that look for Rihanna wasn't groundbreaking.
Yeah. No, I did not find that groundbreaking. I think it was more to do with the bump.
No, I know, but I mean, like, in terms of, like, say if Beyonce wore that, people would be like, oh my God.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. Yeah.
But, you know, Rihanna's that girl when it comes to fashion. Mm. Always has been, always will be. You know what she says? You cannot beat, no, you can beat me, but you can never beat my outfit. And she fucking meant that shit.
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right, next category is most what the fuck moment. Our nominees are Kim Kardashian does London pub crawl, Lil Tay's death hoax and comeback, Emily Ratajkowski and Harry Styles kiss in the street, Lana Del Rey works a shift at Waffle House.
And the winner is...
Lil Tay. Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian in the London pub crawl. We're being... literal, it is obviously...
Yeah, Lil Tay.
Oh, I was going to say Lana Del Rey working a shift at Waffle House.
Come on, like, someone faked someone's death.
Yeah, but that was a PR stunt.
Was it?
Yeah, because she released a song like 2 weeks later.
Oh.
That's why it's like, and comeback. Like, if it was just the death hoax, I'd be like, why was that a thing? But it makes sense. Kim K can never be a what the fuck moment for me, because everything she does is planned.
What the fuck? Yeah. And everything she does is...
Well, everything she does is what the fuck, but it is never making me go what the fuck, because I'm expecting her to pull PR stunts 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Lana Del Rey, if you know the story behind it, she was just at Waffle House and one of the workers gave her a shirt and she just put it on and started working a shift. Like, Lana Del Rey, when I was like 14, 15, 16, I liked Lana's music. I kind of forgot about her, if I'm being completely honest. I still don't really listen to her music, but I found her really funny this year. Remember at Glastonbury when she came on late?
Yeah.
And like the security were telling her to get off and she was screaming at the crowd. And like, she's like...
And she's like, my hair would take like 5 hours or something ridiculous. Like, bitch, why didn't you just start earlier then?
And she was like, I don't get it. Like, why did they cut me off?
Yeah.
I found Lana Del Rey to be very funny this year.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Next category is most gripping social media debate. Our nominees are the $8,000 couch found on the street, Michaela Noguera fakes mascara ad, USA versus UK on getting a Chinese, the Shein factory tour, the Tabby Swindler, and pints and chit chat.
And the winner is, by a landslide,
pints and chit chat.
USA versus UK on getting a Chinese.
What the fuck? Really?
Pints and chit chat came last.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think that was, to me, the thing that the conversation that lasted the longest.
Yeah.
So
and the tabby.
I didn't think the tabby thing, that felt like a fleeting moment.
Really? Because yeah. I kept seeing like that, because then she done like an interview in the street and stuff like that and was talking about it. Actually, yeah. I feel like they all had their like long lasting, even like the couch.
Yeah, the couch was just annoying because it was just people trying to play hygiene police.
Yeah, I know.
Like it and was then, nothing actually interesting, that conversation. Yeah. Like it was just shut the fuck up.
I know. Once the fucking clean TikTok start getting on yeah. shit, I'm just like, shush.
Like it was like that whole trend this year about people being like, you don't clean your hotel rooms before you come in. And it's like people like wiping down and disinfecting.
Yeah, because
like,
you saw fucking Naomi Campbell do that on a fucking plane like 4 years ago, babe. And you're trying to be that bitch.
I personally, and I think I probably found it funny because I am British, I found the whole plating up Chinese food drama hilarious.
I find anything that like Americans don't care and then find like racist when everyone thinks it's just like the most normal shit ever hilarious. That is a very good point.
I just thought like that was the most engaging to me, because also even the Michaela mascara one, I was just like, okay, like what, like
yeah, people just being mean
and they were dragging it out, and I was just like, what do you want her to do, like take the fake eyelash off? Like she's done it now, like we need to move on. And then the Shein factory tour actually was quite a highlight for me.
Yeah,
I just found it's actually not funny when you really think about it. It's really tragic that they did that, but there was just certain elements of it, like calling that girl a confidence activist. What is a confidence activist? There was just elements of that I was just like,
this is
only Shein would do this.
Yeah.
Maybe PLT, but that would be pushing it. I feel like PLT have maybe got a little bit more. I don't think they'd go as far as calling someone PLT would release a t-shirt with confidence.
Yes, they would. Exactly. They absolutely fucking would. Right, next category is worst new buzzword. Not the worst new buzzword. Worst new buzzword. Our nominees are Quiet Luxury, Industry Plant, Riz, and Ozempic.
And we need to leave all four of these things in 2023, not just the winner. But the winner was Riz.
Mm.
My least favourite out of them all is Industry Plan.
My least favourite out of them all is Quiet Luxury.
Yeah, Quiet Luxury is annoying, but also it's only gotten annoying because people have taken it out of context. And now it's, I don't know, like the whole conversation around Quiet Luxury was an annoying moment, but I also like it was a thing. Industry Plants is just like annoying. Like people just throw that at anyone. Yeah. Now it's like, shut the fuck up. You don't know what that is. Mm-hmm. And also I don't think what worried me this year was how glamorized the Ozempic was.
What is Ozempic?
The injection fat loss stuff that all the celebs are on.
Yeah.
And I've had so many conversations, and I know so many people in my real life who have been on it now, and it's meant for people with diabetes. Like, it's not meant for regular people to just, like, start using recreationally.
That's insane, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's too easy to get hold of. But that is a whole nother debate.
Right, next category is most shocking moment. We have Kylie Jenner spotted with Jordan Woods, Maya Jama and Stormzy get back together, Kim Kardashian put a bumper sticker on a Bentley, she gets a tattoo, Rihanna expected to reveal music at the Super Bowl but reveals pregnancy, Millie Bobby Brown gets engaged, Kylie Jenner reveals son's name as Air.
And the winner is...
Maya Jama and Stormzy.
Correct. That was pretty shocking, to be fair.
Yeah,
I did not expect, especially as... I feel like everyone just glossed over the fact that Maya Jama was a whole fiancé.
Yeah.
She was engaged.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then it's one thing to like be in a relationship with someone else and then break it off and go back to your ex, but to be engaged and then go back to your ex.
Yeah, but sometimes it takes like a fucking big fat rock to like let you know.
No, I know. Like, and I'm not like...
No, that's what's crazy.
Yeah,
though,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That even with the whole rock, she was still like, fuck Stormzy.
Yeah.
I remember
like,
that.
Like, she has to think like deep, like while she was shagging someone else, probably she was probably thinking about Stormzy.
She's just got her fucking hope that actually rides out and lasts now, because she fumbled a huge rock. and a man. Two in a row. Second place was actually Millie Bobby Brown getting engaged.
Yeah, I know. Even when I was reading that, I was a bit shocked.
Yeah. But I think, like, obviously she is 19, but she's been in the spotlight for so long. And if you listen to some of her interviews, she's been the breadwinner for her family since she was like 10 years old.
Yeah, which is concerning at the same time.
Yeah, her parents are definitely questionable, especially she was dating like a 24-year-old when she was 16 and like living in, he was living in her parents' house.
Ew.
Like, her parents are definitely questionable. But as long as she's happy, I'm happy for her.
I mean,
my genuine thing that I feel like people glossed over it too much was Kylie Jenner and Jordan Woods being back together.
In a way, yes, but in a way, no, because I feel like everyone kind of knew that they were already friends, though.
So. Yeah, but I just expected it to be a couple more years until we got that.
Like, really?
Yeah. I don't know. I was just like,
it's probably a bit quiet in the waters for Kris Jenner. She had to, like, you know.
Also, the fact that Kim Kardashian actually got a tattoo was quite shocking for me because... Well,
what tattoo does she get?
She has a lip tattoo.
Oh.
But what makes me laugh is that so many people have built a personality trait over that quote.
Yeah.
For the past 10 years, and now their whole personality trait is gone. The amount of people that have gone, well, I wouldn't put a bumper sticker on a Bentley. What now, girl? I mean, I guess the sentiment is still the same, but like, you can start getting those tattoos, girls.
Yeah. Biggest moment of 2023. We have Gwyneth Paltrow's Ski Crash Trial, The Eras Tour, Sofia Richie and Elliot Grainger's wedding, The Renaissance Tour, Barbenheimer, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce get together.
And the winner is...
Don't say Taylor Swift.
Barbenheimer.
What's that?
Barbie and Oppenheimer being released on the same day.
Oh, right, okay.
No, not mine. Sorry, I reject that. What the... I mean, I guess it is hyper, like, categorically, subjectively, it is the biggest moment of the year.
That is not the biggest moment of the year. It was definitely, out of all of these, it would have been Sofia Richie and Elliot and Sofia Richie's wedding or the Renaissance Tour.
No, that's the biggest in our world.
No, in the world.
No, Eras Tour is technically and subjectively bigger than Renaissance Tour. It's the highest grossing...
I don't want to believe that.
I know, it's a really tough pill to swallow, but it is the highest grossing tour for an artist in history.
Says who?
The $1 billion in Taylor Swift's bank account. but on also the Barbenheimer thing, it's Barbie's something like ridiculous. Like, it was like in something like the top three highest grossing films of all time.
Mm.
So I get it, but it's just not my personal taste. Mine would have been Beyonce's tour, obviously.
Yeah. What people are just living on such a scale of like what actually goes on in the world. I'm just in my own little world.
And our final category is
Best Celebrity of 2023. Our nominees are Beyonce, Central C, Ice Spice, Jacob Elordi, Jeremy Allen White, Margot Robbie, Northwest, Offset, Taylor Swift, and Trisha Paytas. Our winner is Beyonce.
Taylor Swift.
No, if you voted, actually never listen to this podcast again. You are not.
Sorry.
Are you joking? Why did you even put that on there?
We need to be subjective.
No, why did you give people the fucking option?
But I don't. We have pretty much. Not every episode.
Let me see that pie chart, please.
No, I don't think it's going to upset you. Margot Robbie was second.
No, you guys are racist.
What I don't understand is, obviously, our lovely listeners, we love you, voted on this, but we slander Taylor Swift at any...
That's probably why they've done it.
Had to finally get their lick back. Like, yeah. I've had to put up with you lot fucking talking shit about my favourite celebrity for the past year. I'm going to fucking vote for this. But the top five, first place... As I said, was Taylor Swift. Second place was Margot Robbie. Third place was Northwest.
Yes, period.
Joint fourth was Jacob Elordi and Beyonce. And fifth was Trisha Paytas.
I love that. So who was the last?
Rest of it. Offset didn't get one vote.
Oh, really?
And our final categories are, you guys got to submit some stuff of your own. So I'm just going to go ahead and read some of them out. First one is Popoff's Listener's Choice Moment of the Year. Some of the things that people decided to submit were, a lot of people were speaking about Molly May, about there's a few different things that people wanted to point out. Her stepping down from creative director of Pretty Little Thing, the Tommy Fury cheating scandal, and the fact that she got engaged. None of those were really big things to me, I'm sorry. But Denise Welsh's death hoax, Philip Schofield's puffing on a lost Mary during his post this morning exit interview, nobody shutting the fuck up during Beyonce's Everybody on Mute challenge, Madeline Audrey and Central C breaking up and getting back together, Gypsy Rose being freed from prison.
Yeah, massive moment. She's going to be free soon.
I know. I would love to see what, like, if she's going to go back into the public eye or just, like, live
a
quiet
life.
Should we get
her on the podcast?
Imagine. If I could see her on one podcast, oh, it'd probably be for something boring, like Call Her Daddy. She gets them all.
I don't mind a Call Her Daddy, you know? Really?
I don't hate her. Hate is such a strong word. I just find her annoying. I think she'd be funny on cancelled podcast. Do you watch? Oh my god! Imagine her and Trisha Paytas's podcast.
I know.
I need
Trisha Paytas or what's Ethan?
Oh, H3.
Yeah,
I know that one.
That would be quite good because he goes into like Trisha Paytas and what's her name? Oh, you know the one that cosplays being in a wheelchair.
Oh, Terry Joe.
Yeah.
Oh my God. A round table of Trisha Paytas, Terry Joe, and Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
Would love that.
2024 prediction from me. Mm-hmm. A few other ones. Frank Ocean's Coachella set. Blackpink making history as the first K-pop artist to headline Coachella. Megan Thee Stallion coming back to music. Shakira finding out that she was getting cheated on because of a pot of jam. Harry Styles going bald. Blue Ivy becoming the queen that she is and becoming into her own. And Northwest's new song on Kanye West's album.
Oh God. That I only found out about that obviously last week. And that is probably the most iconic thing that has actually happened. It's your bestie, Miss Westie. Don't try to test me.
I think of you when I hear that.
Really?
I've been singing that song a lot, like when I catch myself singing it.
She is just, she knows what the hell she's doing.
And every time I sing it, I'm like, oh, this is Isla's song. It is your song. And we also asked you guys to submit some of your own choices for Pop-Off's Listener's Person of the Year. And some of the people that you guys submitted were Lana Del Rey, Suki Waterhouse, Addison Rae, Brooke Schofield, Tana Mojo, Kai Cenat, Alex Earl.
Oh, Kai Cenat, I fucking love him. We should have put him on there.
I don't get it. Like, I just think it's quite straight boy humor.
Yeah, maybe.
But like, I think that's why it's not for me. Like,
no, I get that.
Like I don't find any sort of like gay.
I just love how I find like guys that are just like short and have like a ridiculous amount of energy just hilarious.
Like, give me another example.
I don't know, guys that I've dated in the past.
Some other people submitted were Ray, Nicki Minaj, Sabrina Carpenter, Julia Fox, Paul Mescal, is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
Renee Rapp, Tube Girl, Doja Cat, Isla Loba.
Oh, thanks.
Jennifer Lawrence, Tate McRae. It was a pretty good year for pop culture, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
I probably preferred it to 2022. Like, 2022 just felt very... this felt more fun. Because it was things like... I feel like it was a lot less about, it was like things like Barbie felt fun, things like Renaissance tour and the looks were really fun, things like even like the whole come up of like Northwest and Blue Ivy, like it's felt like it's a bit more being a bit fun and celebrities were being less serious this mm-hmm. year. I feel like celebrities got to a point where they were terrified to do anything or say anything because. Every interview got taken out of context. The way that social media works now is it's so easy for anything to go viral. And they've kind of just figured out like the best way to do that is just not be serious and be fun with it and get things like your children involved and dress up as Barbie. One thing I would say that I would like better of next year is outfits from celebrities. I felt like we really lacked on that this year, in specifically Coachella, Met Gala, and Halloween.
You can't
all three
be funny
of those felt
and
flop.
Dress good, by the way.
We are two examples. But like, I felt like, well, we spoke about Coachella so much, but that was just a non-event this year.
Yeah, that was just so...
because the celebrities didn't even try. And then when it came to Halloween, again, I felt like it was really lame to try this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then Met Gala.
Fuck, that's actually going to be my goal for next year, is to try and go to Coachella.
That's a good goal.
Have you been?
No. I refuse to go unless I'm being taken. Sorry, no, I know that sounds like the most princess thing ever. But I, even if I wasn't in this job, I would not pay for Coachella. I don't think it's worth it. And I've had people come back and say, yeah, it was pretty good. I've never, ever heard someone go and go, that was incredible. I need to go every year. So, and I'm not, I don't think that's worth, it's thousands and thousands of pounds.
That's very fair.
But also in terms of the Met Gala this year, it felt like a flop. But I think that was more maybe
that was
towards
the theme.
Yeah. And next year's, I can't remember what next year's is. It's something, let me search.
I don't know what it is.
I do. Next year's theme, next year's theme will be Sleeping Beauty's Reawakening Fashion.
Oh.
That sounds like it could be a little bit more fun than honouring Karl Lagerfeld. Any celebrities that you want to see more of this year?
Trisha Paytas, Northwest, Kai Cenat,
Doja Cat,
Isla Nova, Lewis, Ball Pop of Podcast, period.
Thank you guys very much for listening to us today and throughout the past year.
Yeah, we
and
appreciate
for all your
you guys.
Support that you've given us.
But never fucking vote for Taylor Swift ever again.
Yeah,
ever.
Come on, guys. Next year, please, let's have a little bit more.
Yeah, let's have some more thoughts.
If people want to find you, Isla, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Isla Loba and TikTok at Isla.
And you can find me on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube at Looking for Lewis. You can also find us on Instagram and TikTok at Pop Up Podcast. Let us know your thoughts on the results of this poll and who you want to see more of in 2024. The production team is Katie Baxter and Temi Adebayo. And we will see you next week for a brand new episode. Happy New Year!
Love ya!
Pop Off is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music, plus top podcasts, included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.